Hi, everybody. And Corrine and I are here tonight. Corrine, are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah. We have a really, really amazing guest on tonight, and it's Amora Williams, and we're pleased to have her here. And we're going to have a great call tonight. And before we start, I want to just say, you guys call in if you have questions, psychic questions, questions about what we're talking about. And we're talking about sexual energy and manifesting prosperity in every aspect of your life. So it doesn't get much better. Great sex life, great prosperity. Right, Corrine?
That's right. Sex and, joining to the mix is always good, right?
Yeah. Any sex, anytime. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, really not. But Amora has done a lot of research, and she's a relationship coach. She's a works with Indigo Crystal Children. Amora, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you feel about this topic. So before we get started, so if you don't mind.
I don't. I'd love to. First thing I'd like to clarify, when you said Amora has done a lot of research on this topic,
yeah, right?
I think I'm not enjoyed, but not to the extent that I'd like. Okay.
I'm with you on that. I second that. Okay, so anyway, go ahead, Amora. Share with us a little bit about what you do and who you are.
Okay. I have been a metaphysician since birth. I've always had an interest in the esoteric. It came out when I was very, very young. I was always considered that little odd one in the corner. So, but now I've grown into it and I love it. I've done a lot of research on relationships, spirituality, mostly through my life experiences and connecting with my higher self, learning to love myself, asking questions, and learning how the universe communicates back with me.
Oh, wow.
So what I do is I help people in relationships, and we call it relationship shifting, which is changing your paradigm and how you see relationships. And when I do relationships, it's your relationships, whether it's a person, your relationship to a person, your relationship to a place, or your relationship to a thing. Because until we link with the higher self, we know ourselves through our relationships or our reflections with everybody and everything else. So that's who I am in a nutshell, no pun intended.
That's always good. So when you're saying that our relationships to everything and everybody, most of us, talk to me about what you feel about mirroring each other and then talk about learning lessons that way. And then talk about how we can use our sexual energy to really make things happen, if you don't mind, because Corrine and I really want to know about that, right, Corrine?
Yeah. Everybody wants to know about it.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. Everybody's turning up their dial. Oh, yeah. Volume up. Go ahead.
Okay. Relationships as a mirror. In relationship things, we see the person for what they bring to us, which is actually a mirror of who we are. So as opposed to looking at someone for what you can get out of it, and that's I tread lightly when I say this, because people want compassion, they want companionship, they want passion, they want love, they want acceptance. The people that they draw into their life will do one of two things. They will mirror the things that are ready to be healed and ready to be released and raised to a higher vibration. And most of the times we call those our negative relationships, or as we affectionately term them, the relationships from hell, because we don't understand what they're bringing to us. Our most passionate, head over heels, I can't live without this man, woman, whatever, those are the relationships that are mirroring the essence of who we are. So if we start looking at our relationships as mirrors to what we're ready to release, or as a confirmation as who we truly are, we'll find greater fulfillment in what we do. Now, to get to the juicy part, how does sexuality fit into that? Sexuality is a physical expression, my personal opinion, it's a physical expression of the love creator energy that's inside of you. Because we all know that when you're attracted to somebody, even if it's, you know, just that casual visual attraction, like for me, those little football guys in those tight pants, oh my goodness.
I love them.
So there's this energy that's stirred up inside of you. But what that energy actually is, it's your pure connection to the creative force. So when you take that and share it with someone else, you're multiplying that energy. But I think the way that we might go tonight is how you take that sexual energy during the peak process, orgasm, whatever you want to call them, the woohoo or whatever it is. You channel that energy from your lower chakra, physical, genital area, up through your chakra system, up your spinal cord, up to the higher realms, where you actually take that energy and interject it in the pure manifesting potential, and it brings you what you want. So from that point, it's actually a higher physical representation of what the egg and the sperm do. You're just changing it or realizing it on a spiritual level. Everything is spiritual. There's nothing that is not spiritual. It's only our thinking that makes it not spiritual.
Okay. So everything's spiritual, and we mirror each other to see where we're at, right? And yeah. Anyway, I used to date guys that look great in tight pants. Still do, but now they got a little bit more. I'm picky. They got to be breathing now. So
what does that say about you, Tari? Then you like yourself in tight pants too.
There you go. Thank you, Green.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so it beats the kind I used to date where they dragged their knuckles on the ground. What's that say about me there? You know, so anyway, I like Neanderthals, maybe. So when you're saying to us is that when we have sex, all right, then we can, or make love, whatever you want to call it, we can channel it up through our chakras, and people are going, what are chakras? And I know Corrine and I have talked about that. And then we take it up to the highest level we can, and we can manifest anything in our life, from money to job to a boyfriend or girlfriend, husband, wife, whatever. Is that right?
That's correct. And
okay.
Just to give you a dime store version of what the chakras are. Have you ever seen the old-fashioned representation of clowns with the big buttons down their front?
Yes, there you go. Love that.
What I do, if you imagine a clown and he has a button just below his genital area, one right above, right between his belly button and his pubic hairline. He's got another one right under his breastbone, another one directly on his on his heart, one on his throat, almost where his bow tie would be, one on his forehead, and one on the top of his hat. Those are roughly the physical locations of the chakras on the human body. All chakras are, there are points where the energy converges. To get a little bit more technically, it's where the physical energy meets the spiritual energy.
Okay.
So when we talk about an orgasm, or whoo, feel that energetic release. Normally, you feel it in the lower two buttons of the crown, in your lower two chakras. As you learn to take that same feeling and pull it north, just imagine the crown's button. You can imagine it lighten up like a skee ball goes. So you're hitting all these buttons, and it goes up and up and up. Once it hits the top, the ball on the top of the crown's hat, it goes straight up to the manifesting potential. So for someone who hasn't done this and wants to know, how do I do it? Just imagine the clown's buttons. I mean, when you're in the throes of things, try not to giggle while you're imagining the clown's button because your partner takes it personally. But that's what you do. You just pull the energy up. You'll still have the physical sensation. Believe me, you won't lose anything. And
to nice. Read,
beautiful analogy, which I just love. She said to me earlier, once you go up and hit the, it's like kissing the lips of God. I think that is the most beautiful way that you can put it. So when we use it as far as manifesting, the first thing you want to do is you will have an intent. All's an intent is, what do I want to do with this energy? All through your day, all through your life, you're setting intent. I want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. Sometimes they're more prioritized than others. So take a high priority intent. Say, I want to manifest a better relationship you know, with my significant partner. You take that intent and you put it on, it goes to the seventh floor of a building. When you're in orgasm and you're pulling the energy up, the energy is like an elevator that's going up through your body, up to the creative essence. So on its way up to the creative essence, it's going to pass that seventh floor. So anything that it hits that's of an intense vibration is going to get manifest. So
the more
intensely,
the quicker it'll manifest.
That's great.
I have a question. Corrine, do you have a question for her? Because I have one, but you go first if you do. So, because I'm like sitting here just chatting away.
Yeah, well, no, we were talking about this earlier, and you know, because it's such a powerful energy that we're working with, you had mentioned something about us, we have to be careful when we're doing this, right? Can you talk a little bit more about that and why we need to be careful with this energy when we're using it to manifest what we want in our lives?
Amora, you go ahead because I want to add something to that. But you go first if that's okay, because that's a great question, by the way. Because I know a lot of us out here, it's like, oh, great sex, mm-hmm. but learning how to right. use it in a positive way where it's always beneficial.
Right, because all these thoughts are in my head. I'm like, okay, I want to do that. I want to have this. I want to have that. Right. I'm sure everyone is thinking that too. Like, what they're gonna? It's like a shopping list now. Of what can we have in our lives? So, you know, you mentioned we've got to be very positive when we're doing this. So, if you can talk a little bit more about that, so. We all don't go crazy wild manifesting, you know.
Sexual energy, Santa Claus. Yeah, right? Or the Easter Bunny, because Easter's coming up. Anyway.
There you go. And I concur. Great question, Corrine. What I mean by you have to be careful with it is I'll give you a story, a personal story from my life. I was in a relationship with a gentleman, and in the throes of passion, I decided I really want to be with this guy. And because I knew the system of manifesting, the energy went up through my chakras and I ended up in an intense relationship with this man. The reason why you have to be careful is you always follow your intuitive hit. When I first met this guy, I was captivated and enthralled, but there was my intuition was tapping me on the shoulder like something wasn't quite right with it. But you know, a lot of times we don't pay attention to that intuition. So subsequently, it manifests that I was in a relationship with this man. This relationship turned out for me to be the relationship from hell. And I mean hell.
Wow.
So what I learned prior to my learning how to turn situations around, it was intense. I learned some of my greatest lessons, but had I not understood about turning a relationship, it would have remained a bad relationship. Now, the caveat in being careful was, could I have learned those lessons I learned with him in a kinder, gentler manner? Yes, I could have. Because if you're destined to learn a particular lesson that's going to elevate your soul, you'll get the lesson. Whether you get it hot, cold, rough, or easy is totally up to you. And by me being so gung-ho that I was going to be in this relationship with this man and not paying attention to my intuition, I got the rough route. Mm, so in your manifesting, be aware of your intention and what your higher self or your intuition is trying to tell you at the same time. Because will you manifest it? Yes. Will you like it? Maybe not so much. So that's what I mean about being very careful.
I like that, you know, Corrine, you have to be really careful. Can I share this story with you guys? Because I joke a lot about sexuality, but I had a real opportunity to work with a shaman healer for a couple of years. He came here to the States, and he was amazing. He was from Brazil, and one of the things that he shared with me, he said, there was a period of time in a long time ago, I think really before organized religion so much, where he said there were 13 pyramids, and 12 of them were recognized as cities, you know, wherever you're from. Let's go, because most people know California, like L.A., San Bernardino. He goes, and then there was a 13th pyramid, and the top of the pyramid was open. And he said women would come in there in various stages of excitement. They would bring these women in there, in various stages of excitement where they had learned to channel their sexual energy up through the chakras, through the top of their head, which is the one that connects you to all that is, however you see all that is, and that's with the lips of God, and where they had learned to manifest not only for their themselves, but their cities, for their country, however that is. You know, however they the society was at that time. So when he told me this, we decided, a bunch of us decided as a group, not group sex, just to let you know, okay, so, but we decided, I know it sounds funny, right? We decided as a group, we were all in health and wellness and had just started a business, our businesses, we decided that we would learn to channel our energy with our partners at the time, for not only for our own business, but for each and every one of our businesses. So I had just started my business that time as well as these other people, and I was at zero. With doing that in the first, I said the first year today, but I look back at my records, the first 7 months of my business in that realm, when I did that using channeling through the chakras, I went from zero to 85,000. My friends that, we, as I said, we had all agreed to do that, had an agreement with ourselves, between ourselves to do that for each other and keep each other in our awareness, did the same thing. They jumped, quadrupled, jumped in their business. And from that, from 85,000 to 120 and so on, I made a great, great deal of money. But the one thing that I do remember, and this is so, so key when you're asking, what's the, what is the downside? Because whenever there's an upside, there's always a downside. I think Esther and Jerry Hicks talk about the contrast. When you forget about spirituality, okay, and then you start chasing money rather than spiritual development, it made a huge, huge, huge difference. So I remember falling, my income dropping after a few years and through a series of events, but it was because I was chasing money rather than coming from a higher place of spiritual awareness and spiritual growth. So that's something that you always need to be aware of. So my question to you guys, what do you feel that some of the things are about spiritual growth and spiritual awareness where you're always coming from a higher place? How do we do that? Corinne and Maura, what do you guys think?
Hello?
I'm here. What do you think?
Okay. Maura, you can go ahead. You're our guest.
Yes.
Is she... Spirituality, it's about intent, and your intent should always be the highest and the most beneficent outcome. The most
beneficent outcome. Amor, we can barely hear you, sweetie. Can you speak up? Yeah, can you speak up a little bit?
Okay, how about now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
much better.
Yeah,
thank you. I was saying that with spiritual intent, what you want to do is make sure that in your manifesting, that you're also asking for the highest, most beneficial, most joyful outcome for everyone involved.
Okay. Give me an example. Yeah, give me an example how we can use that in our daily life. Okay, like with a boyfriend, when you're trying to get a guy, or you're trying to get a girl, or you're trying to get him to or her to propose to you, because now, we're spiritual divas, we can propose if we want, right? You know what I mean? So, now I'm teasing about that, but how about that? Because a lot of times people are concerned with relationships, or as you're saying, helping them shift. How do we do that? How would we look at that?
And asking for the highest spiritual intent, for the highest outcome for everyone involved, you may have to understand that the highest outcome from everyone involved may be just a platonic relationship for you two. It may be that that person is only in your life to teach you compassion, to teach you self-acceptance, that they're not there to be the all in all, because in your present stage of spiritual development, if that were to happen, that person would become a crutch for you. You would see your spirituality through that person.
Oh, wow. That is good.
Mm-hmm. Tarina Moore, we've got Peter from Miami on line two.
Oh, good. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Peter.
How are you, baby?
Anyway, share with us. Good. It's going good. Share with us, because you got three great, I know, self-proclaimed, and also on the website proclaimed psychics here. So, anyway, what do you have to share with us, and what's your question?
Well, I was listening to Oregon, and she's right about trying to manifest with a spiritual, I guess, support. And that's why I had changed the way I was trying to manifest. Instead of asking for a specific thing, I would ask for, let's say if I want a new car, I would ask for the car that's in harmony with all my needs, my spiritual needs, my financial needs, etc. If I wanted a partner that is in harmony with, you know, an apartment or something. And once you do that, it changes everything. It changes everything. But everything that comes to you in perfect peace. Everything is great. I've been doing that for a while, and all of a sudden, you know, I got a really great job with the federal government, which is a rare thing, you know. And, you know, but that's the job that allows me to travel and this and that. So harmony is a good thing. Now, saying that, I have a question, because there's another job coming my way, and I thought, since all you psychic people are so psychic, I thought maybe you could tell me what you feel about that.
Okay. Corinne, you go first.
I immediately got October. You can have this job if you want it. Because it's coming to you. And I'm getting October as a date. I don't know of significance. Quite strongly. October. And something else happening in May. So May 1st or something smaller, and October is a big shift. But this job, it doesn't feel like you... How do you feel about it? Because it's there if you want it, but there, I'm feeling a little... There's an energy from you to this job that's not as fluid. So maybe you have concerns with it?
The one in May, I mean, I've applied for a few that I should get one of them, but the one in October, I think it's with customs. And it's out of the country. And I like it, but then I don't like it. So I'm not sure about that.
Mm-hmm.
That could be what you're receiving. You know, I think I would like it, but, you know, like when they send you to other countries, you know, to be in the customs business, it may not be all that exciting.
Right.
So, but
yeah.
I'm sure I have one around in May coming along. I mean, I can just feel it, and I've applied for a few that I know I'm very qualified for, especially now that I have this one. And I just think I should get one right away.
Yes, yeah, there's one for sure coming in May. And October, that customs one, I feel like you can have that one too, but that's the one where I'm picking up your hesitation with, because your energy going towards that one is not... it's not as fluid, so I would definitely see how you feel about that one. You know, do some meditations and see how you feel. If you're not comfortable with it, then you'll know what to do with that one. But it's there if you want it. Again, it's your choice. You can have it if you want it, but I would just see how you feel about it, if it's the right move for you. It already seems like it might not be the right move for you, so...
Right.
Yeah, but there's ones coming up in May, definitely. I feel that's definitely very, very positive energy, very strong. Go ahead, Tari.
Oh, no, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Amora's second, then I'll go last, okay? Are you finished? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Corinne.
Oh, yes, yeah, I'm finished. I'm finished. Okay. Definitely the ones in May coming up are also theirs for the taking. Yours for the taking. They're being presented to you. You can have... I don't feel anything, no energy that's blocking that one. I felt the energy block with the October one, and I think that was just coming from your end.
Mm. Okay, cool. How about you, Amora? What do you feel?
Hi, Peter. I got the same thing Corinne did. What I got was, it's in there. It's in your energy field, but it's up to you. And you're such a powerful manifester that one of the lessons that's coming to you right now is about intent. And when I got that, I get pictures. I had a piano there was a piano in my head, and I saw your fingers on the keyboard. But when it comes to this particular job, your finger kept slipping between the keys. So when you look at intent, you hit the note firmly and hold it. And also inherent in that intent is for you to trust the universe to bring you the highest, most beneficial aspect of this opportunity. So I would just suggest that when you set out an intent, you hold it until you change it. It's all right to change an intent, but it's when you waver between the keys, when you hit those sharps or those flats, that's what causes the uncertainty.
Wow. Here's what I got, Peter. And I always like when you have three of us that are, you know, our intuition or, you know, and I think psychic ability, and ladies and Peter as well, you guys will probably agree with me. It's not anything. We all have it. It's like when we tap into that side, it's the veil between us and our higher power, angels, God, whoever you believe in, higher part of ourself, is very thin. So on that note, one of the things that I got with you, and I know that you work with us too as well on the Tuesday Manifesting Call, which we're changing the name. We're excited about that. I was really led to ask you to share your story because for you, one of the things that you're here to do is a spiritual work, okay, with your not-for-profit organization that you've set up, and it is important that you continue to work on that. One of the reasons that you have a job right now is so you can spend time on your job, which will free you up with worrying about cash flow, okay, because I know you've been a professor over at the University of Miami, the whole nine yards. But one of the things that I see, whatever you need to do, but your main focus, your main goal is to not get the perfect job, but do your spiritual work, okay? And right, you set that organization up, and you're teaching classes, and we're going to have you as a guest here on the radio show because I know you've done some wonderful work, and that is your priority, okay? So what it feels like to me is staying in the U.S. right now is the most important thing for you to do, however you do that, and working your job so it gives you cash flow so you can concentrate on your spiritual work. And not that you don't do spiritual work in your job, because I know you do, but your organization, teaching classes, speaking in public, all those things are what that's your focus now. And the job is just to keep the cash flow coming so you can do your work. And then one will replace the other. So you guess which one that will be. I think your spiritual work is going to replace your job eventually. Okay, so you've taught me some great
things. That sounds great, ladies. Thank you so much.
All right, well, and also there's love coming for you too, Peter, okay? So if it's not here yet. But most of all, the love for yourself is so strong. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks, Peter.
Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much.
Bye. He's amazing. I just love him. Mm-hmm. Some of the things he's taught us about manifesting has been amazing and wonderful in the past. So it'll be neat to have him on as a guest. Okay, so we were talking about, and I just lost my whole train of thought. Corinne, what we were talking about, please forgive me. It's like having a blah moment. I have so many of them there, adding up to minutes. So, anyway, we were talking about so much.
We were talking about, relationships and how they're a mirror of ourselves. We were talking about, how to manifest, things, using, the energy, through sexuality and having sex and how to move it through the chakras and setting an intent. And you were just telling us a great story about the shaman that you worked with. And
yes.
Right, and how you were able, you know, how it's very important to use that energy in a very positive way and to have your spiritual enlightenment and raising your vibration be at the forefront of whatever you're trying to manifest and not to let the ego take control or superficial things.
There we go. One of the things that I really want to be really clear on with that is, and sometimes ego... I know that Maura has done a lot of work with sharing with the ego and how to work with it, because sometimes we need the ego, right? It gets us to the place we're at in this life, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then Maura, also, I know that we talked about sex with a partner, and also, you know, but also when you, okay, we're really going on, treading on sacred ground here with people, so... We say, and this is all coming from love and good intent to help people manifest and to create a great life. So not only does it mean, you know, learning how to have, when you're working with a partner, not just working with a partner, having sex with a partner is probably a better way of saying that, but also when masturbation, you can do the same thing. Ladies, is that true? Amora, Corrine, you can do that as well. What do you feel about that? When you're we're masturbating, look at it this way, you're always having sex with someone you love, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. That's what we're trying to get to, right?
Exactly.
Is loving ourselves. That's what we're talking about, your self-love. That's one way to do it, right?
Yeah, there you go. And so you put it on the seventh floor, your intent to have more money, more the man or woman of your dreams, better life choices. So you can also use it in masturbation. Is that true? More, how do you feel about that? And Corrine as well.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It's the same type of sexual energy, right, that you would achieve when you're having sex with somebody and with yourself, too. So I think it might even be easier to practice using this, right, using this manifesting tool in that way. It would be definitely easier.
I'm so sorry, because I really want to say manifesting tools by yourself or with your guy. I couldn't resist, okay? Anyway, what do you feel about that, Amora? Sorry. No, I'm not sorry, but I think I'm having fun. Anyway, how about you, Amora? What do you feel?
I was going to say, do you want to know what I feel, or do you want to know what my thoughts are on the subject?
Oh, both are thoughts.
Both.
Yeah, there you go. What are your thoughts on the subject first, actually?
I agree, because a lot of what's happening is, in the course of changing the energy, we're changing our definitions, we're dropping stereotypes. So basically what we're talking about is we're talking about the generation of sacred energy for the intent of manifesting your highest potential, or providing the opportunity, the energetic opportunity for someone else's highest potential to manifest. So when you look at it from that perspective, there's nothing taboo, there's nothing wrong about the way you go about it. Everyone is an individual, and this is so important to understand that everyone has their own ways, their own thoughts, their own ideologies about what works for them. And part of spiritual development is to go with what works for you, having a do-no-harm philosophy. So in the course of masturbation, do-no-harm would be having no self-doubt, having no taboo about the idea while you're manifesting, because what that does is it muddies the energy.
Okay. So let me get clear on that. So a lot of times we feel guilty because we're taught or you know, through our parents or through church, or through, you know, whatever religious outfit that you believe in, that masturbation is wrong, okay? So when you're manifesting and you feel that there's some deep belief that masturbation is wrong, or maybe sex is wrong, then therefore you're creating from lack. How do we change that?
How do you change that?
Yep.
By changing your definition of what you're doing. Like, as I said, it's like, understand that what you're doing is you're generating energy for a higher intent or a higher purpose. So as long as you remember that you're generating sacred energy for a higher intent and purpose, that changes the paradigm.
It releases
the potential to release a lot of the taboo training. And with our parents, you know, they only teach us what they knew. You know, so that's also a lesson for much. And from any other place that you got it from, it's only what they believe at the time. So the energy that we're in now is a time of self-empowerment, like the following your intuition, do what's right for you. And one of the first things that's going to happen as you learn to take back your own power is you're going to change your definition and use what works for you. One thing that's amazing is what we call the terrible twos in our children are the peak times when they seek to experience their own identities.
That's when they say, no. Right.
Times when they are purest of souls.
Mm-hmm.
You actually want to take yourself back to the terrible twos, but they were not. They were only terrible for our parents. They were terrific for us.
That's right.
Terrific twos, and live from that moment and start changing your definition. We're grown up now. We can do that.
Hmm. So what is that, embracing your inner child?
Yes, it is, and dancing with them. That's exactly right. Embrace your inner child. And your inner child is actually the egoic portion of you that's trying to protect you.
Okay.
So yes, embrace your inner child. Listen to them. Everyone knows, whether they admit it or not, that there's a body consciousness. When something does not sit right with you, your body will tell you. Your body will not lie. The hairs on your neck will stand up. You'll get a weird feeling in the pit of your stomach. You'll get an energy, something not quite right. That's your inner child, your body consciousness talking to you. So in the event of masturbating to raise manifesting sacred energy, you know whether it's right or wrong, because guess what? No matter what you tell people on the outside, you know what you do behind closed doors. Own it. Live it. Manifest with it. It's okay now. You're a grown-up. Go for it. Literally.
No, that's true. Right. That is true. It's like being authentic and being real. Okay.
All right. Tariq, we've got Lindsay from New Jersey on line one.
Okay. Lindsay, how are you?
Hi, Lindsay.
Lindsay? Did we lose her?
Maybe okay. We lost her.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, hopefully she'll call back in. I love her. She's called before. Anyway, Corrine, let me ask you a question, because you talk about raising your vibration and not feeling guilt. What are some of the books or the CDs or things that you've read that people, if they want to jump on this, and because to break it down for all of us, and you know, we're talking about raising our vibration, manifesting, creating, but what that breaks down to is we can have a life of our dreams, and you know, more cash flow, but it really starts from inside our heart. So some of the things that have really helped you, because you've helped me in by sharing some of the things that you've learned, and I know that you both of us have been through some challenging times in the past few weeks, but what is help? What would you recommend if somebody were to ask you, what can I buy or what can I do? Where can I go? What would you recommend to them?
Well, the book that has helped us both tremendously recently has been The Vortex by Esther and Jerry Hicks. And that book focuses on relationships you know, how to raise your vibration and how to assemble all cooperative relationships into your life. And it teaches you how to, you know, stay positive, you know, and just like what we're talking about, seeing relationships as a reflection of you, coming from a place where you're not trying to control an outcome or a situation, but that you are serving it for the best and highest and best interest for all people involved, which is what Amora was talking about earlier. And again, when you come from that space, and I think Peter talked on that too as well, when you're coming from a place where you only want the best and highest interest for all people involved, you will manifest an even greater outcome than you could have ever imagined. Just like what Peter was saying, you know, when he put himself in that place, he manifested the best job, the best car, the best people, everything in his life was just so harmonious. And I think that's the key. You've got to just come from a place where, you know, you're coming from a higher vibration, and you're not trying to control an outcome, control a situation, and the universe will bring it about to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's all about, and you said something the other day, and I know that Amora did, is it was talking about it. When the person, maybe it's a platonic relationship, so one of the things that you talked about before is influencing rather than controlling. Is that right? Did I say that right? Influencing rather than controlling a situation. How do you do that?
Well, the difference is that when you come from a place where you are trying to control a situation, you come from a place of lack, because your main thought behind that, I want this to happen, I need this to happen, is that you don't have it. And so you're wanting to control it to appease your suffering, your pain. You want this, you know, you want this specific outcome. When you come from a place where you are trying to influence and motivate your higher self,
you're also influencing and motivating the higher self in another, and you're coming from a place of wanting versus needing. And the vibration then changes. You know, Tari, we've got Lindsay back on the line.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, she's popped back on, so we'll take her call.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
anyway. Okay, good. I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It just, like, just clicked off on me.
Well, you're here now. That's the best part. How are you doing? And what's your... Good.
I'm doing pretty good, actually. I had a question. You guys really hit home on something you guys had mentioned tonight when you were saying about putting your spiritual needs to the universe as opposed to just your specific things that you might want. And I'm having a question about that. Whenever I meditate, I don't know if it's because this month and this week especially has just been really, really tough on me. I almost feel like I'm being told to do and get what I want, and they're specific things. And I wanted to make sure I wasn't interpreting what my angels were saying wrong, or I wasn't just trying to justify shopping every other day or something along those lines. So I figured I'd call in and I'd ask you guys.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So, Corinne, you go first and then Namora.
Okay. It seems like, what they're, I've been asking you to do is to enjoy your life. I think, I'm getting this strong feeling that they're trying to tell you to do things that will make you happy. And that will be the first step towards manifesting what you are actually focused on, which is, getting the job and, creating a better relationship between you and your partner. It just seems like, again, I'm getting like this strong push to kind of put your energy in a better place. Kind of like they're trying to tell you to raise your vibration so that you can put yourself in a state of allowing things to flow and to come towards you. And I don't know specifically what they've been telling you to do, but that's what it feels like to me, is that they are trying to help you to raise your vibration, to put yourself in the state of allowing so that more things can flow towards you, and not be so focused on, I want this job, I want this to happen. Just raise your vibration so that the universe can bring about all harmonious aspects into your existence, because they're trying to flow towards you, and I think that there is a block inside you. So I think they're trying to push you to kind of just do fun things or go do something that makes you happy, is what I'm getting. Does this make any sense to you?
Yeah, actually, it does. A lot of sense. Actually, it's funny because on a Tuesday night call, you guys were talking about something similar to that, about doing what makes you happy. And it's funny because my call disconnected, and it never disconnects. And I almost felt like this feeling on my spine, like I was trying to be told something, like I was supposed to really listen to that, to not ADD out on that conversation. And it was the craziest thing, because it was like, oh my God. I was like, it's on speakerphone. How did it disconnect? It didn't move. And it was, and I think that's maybe more along the lines of that. I know we had talked about stuff hopefully happening for me this month and things like that, and I'm trying to allow it. At the same time, I'm so afraid to go out, let my mini Yorkie get a haircut, go get a manicure or a couple of things, because I'm so afraid, I think, to really celebrate and have fun until I get news that I want and news that I need to hear. Mm-hmm. And I think that might be a part.
You have to do, yes, and you have to do that. You've got to put yourself in a position of already having it. Allow yourself to feel the joy and the happiness that you deserve. Pretend, just fantasize, pretend, act as if you already have your dream job, because it's coming to you. And just go out and get that manicure, get your dog a haircut, put yourself in the state of happiness, because it'll flow a lot faster to you as well. Mm-hmm. And it's already coming. I feel it really strongly. It's already coming, but your angels want you they're just trying to help you out. They want
to
put you in that state of, they're trying to prepare you. Yeah. They're trying to tell you it's coming. Just, put yourself in that state of already having it so that in the state of allowing. And don't be so worried about the when, the how, and the where, and the why, and all of that. Yeah, because that you're focusing on that, and you're lowering your vibration. And what the angels are saying is that they're trying to help bring your vibration back up again, so that you match with what is coming into your life very soon. Okay, because they're watching you and saying, "Oh my gosh, she's fretting and she doesn't need to," and you know, you're just bringing yourself down. Yeah, you're bringing yourself down, and they're just
young.
Yeah, and you've got some great angels working with you because they really want you to be happy, and that's great. It's so great because they're giving you very clear signs. They're saying you're worrying unnecessarily. Raise your vibration to the point of, and just, you know, Tarina and I always talk about fantasizing, like just fantasize, pretend as if you already have it. And that way your vibration will match what is already manifesting for you and you will see it. So just fantasize it, pretend, go out and have fun. That's what they're trying to tell you to do. Go out and have fun so that you raise your vibration because I think they're trying to give that to you as a tool because maybe they're seeing that it's been a little bit challenging for you. So they're trying to give you simple tools like go get that manicure, go get your dog a haircut, little small steps to bring you back to that happiness.
That's very
nice.
Have
I jeopardized anything happening because of this bad energy or lowering?
No. No. What the whole purpose of raising your vibration is so that you put yourself in a state of allowing so things, not only the job and a better relationship and all that will come, but more things will come. You're going to open yourself up. It's like opening up a can of worms to all this good stuff. So once you do that, you will, it's like what Peter was saying before on the call, that once he opened himself up, everything fell into place for him. So, I mean, it's not only just for the job, it's to allow for other things to happen too. You haven't prevented the job from coming. I still see it. I still see something coming in April. It looks like April, May now. Whatever you're doing, you're not going to, you know, disqualify it from happening. It's still happening. And again, timing, you know, can always change, but I'm still seeing April, May for you.
How about you, Amora? What do you feel?
I agree with Corinne. What I'm getting is, Lindsay, you're being taught the language of manifestation. And when you're being guided to go and do something that you like to do, it's to get you used to the frequency, your particular frequency. And this goes for everyone. Joy is one of the highest manifesting, right up there with sexuality, a little lower, but there's also joy in sex. But it's one of the highest manifesting frequencies. So as you go out and you do these things with pure joy, you're entraining your energy for a manifesting vibration. So when you go into meditation and you want to manifest something, now you know the energy to bring with you. It's no longer a mystery for you. They're tying it to you through, I believe you said, shopping or whatever, the things you like to do, because that is how you manifest your particular vibratory way of bringing something into your life. They're sharing with you to practice it. Once you practice, start bringing this same energy into your manifestation. You may have been on the call, a Tuesday night call, when I talked about particular underwear. You're shopping for tighty whitey, but when you open
yourself... Yes, that was when my call disconnected. Yes.
There you go. So you're on this floor. You're shopping for tighty whitey, but when you open yourself up, like Corinne and Jerry said, and you trust the universe, it's like your angels putting their hands on your shoulder and turning you around to show you all the wonders of that floor. So you jumping into your joy is teaching you the wonders of the floor. It's also teaching you to trust the universe. You're not going to ask for an apple, and the universe is going to give you a snake. You're also learning to trust. Your way of trust is through joy. Take that vibration with you into your meditation. You already know how to do it.
Okay.
All right. Tariya, are you still there? Okay, we might have dropped Tariq. All right, well, thank you, Lindsay.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Have a good night, okay?
Have a good night. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Amora, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, great. I think we might have lost Tariq for a second. She'll pop back on again. Okay, so how do we then? Okay, so let's talk about, you were saying about mirroring, and I know somebody was on the call the other night saying, you know, what happens when we continually find somebody that's like non-committal or emotionally unavailable, and we tell ourselves, you know, this is not what we've chosen for ourselves. This is not what we've wanted, right? What do we do then? We take a step back and we should look at the relationship then, right? And say, what is this telling about ourselves? And
I was going to say exactly what it's doing is, it may not be what you want in the relationship, but it's what you need at that particular point to bring you to the relationship you want. So if you keep drawing in people that are non-committal, you see them as being non-committal to a relationship. What they're mirroring to you is there's some aspect in your life, potentially, a strong potential, that you're non-committal on, whether you're non-committing to your personal creativity. You're non-committal to
I'm here, you guys.
Oh, great. Perfect.
I don't know what happened. Sorry. Maybe I, for whatever reason, I apologize for interrupting you, Amora. We have to end this, though, because we're going to get ready to tie. It's going to be the end of the show, and we want to talk about a couple things. But, Lindsay, if you're still there, Advanced Meditations and Manifesting on Luminescence.com will help you speed up time, as well as other things. So, because time is all relative to our own experience. All right? So I hope that helps. Anyway, are you guys still there? Did I lose you again?
No, we're here. We're here. We're here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
I think we might have... All right, we might have dropped Tariq there for a second. All right, well, we've got to close up the call then, or the show tonight. Thank you guys all for calling in, and thank you so much, Amora, for sharing with us tonight. It's been, you have such insightful things and a wonderful way of explaining things that take the rest of us a little bit longer to understand. So thank you for coming on the show tonight. So we have the show every Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. So if you can call us on bbsradio.com. We also have a Tuesday night call every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's free. It's a free spiritual teleconference that's hosted by different healers and light workers around the country. So the number is 1-308-344-6400. And the passcode for that is 918-787-POUND. Again, it's free, and so we welcome you to join in on our weekly calls. And if you need some more information about Tariq, Amora, or myself, or about our Tuesday night calls, you can visit angelcoaches.com.
I'm back, by the way.
So. Oh, good. Okay. Why?
Thank you.
Anything else you want to add?
No, it's like angelcoaches.com. But Amora, do you have a way that they can reach you, or do you have a website, or do you want us to reach? I know that you were in the process of building one. Is Angel Coaches easy to, or do you have a way that you want them to call you?
Angel Coaches is easy because mine's is in the process of being built. It should be up within the next maybe week or so.
Okay, good. Angel, okay. All right, so angelcoaches.com, that's how they can reach you. We've got classes going on. We've got some, I know Amora is going to do a relationship and shifting class. Corrine is doing some how to talk to your angels, and I'm doing a mediumship and also 16 lessons to be successful. That's something that's coming up in the next month or so. So,
okay, I think we lost her again.
I think we
all right, well, we've got a bunch of classes coming up. Please visit angelcoaches.com for a list of those classes. We've got some great stuff. So thank you, guys. Good night.
Good night. Thank you for having me.